Many people might remember the movie Ben-Hur, starring Charlton Heston. Ben-Hur was from a Jewish family who had pride, prejudice, or prestige, and privileges. But a series of misfortunes led to the loss of their privileges. His mother and sister contracted leprosy, and Ben-Hur was condemned to slavery. Well, one day, while he was on a chain gang with other slaves, they paused to rest. A local man gave him a cup of water. He looked up and saw himself gazing into the eyes of Jesus of Nazareth. He remembered Jesus' look forever and the small, kind favor Jesus had done for him. Years later, Ben-Hur gained back his honor and position. One day, a noisy procession passed in the street. A man was being jostled and pushed along to his execution. Ben-Hur was filled with compassion for this man. When the condemned man fell, Ben-Hur rushed to help to lift him up. Their eyes met, and once again, Ben-Hur was looking into the eyes of Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus' kind action of offering Ben-Hur a cup of water was rewarded. It was rewarded by the compassion Ben-Hur learned to have for others who were suffering. As Jesus passed on his way to Calvary, his shadow fell across two leper women in the crowd, the mother and sister of Ben-Hur. They were healed of their disease. Well, now, obviously, this story is not in the gospel, but it makes a beautiful illustration of all Jesus taught in the gospels, as well as of Jesus' words in today's gospel. Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. The small kindness of Ben-Hur in running to help a fallen man was rewarded immediately through Jesus' shadow healing his mother and sister. Now, what is Jesus telling us here? I think he's telling us that every good deed, even the smallest, will be rewarded by God. God is faithful, and God is not going to let us get ahead of him in being generous. Jesus also reminds us that every evil deed will bring us harm. And that's why he warns us to get rid of evil in our lives now. Oh, he's not saying that we should literally cut off parts of our bodies. We would go around missing parts of our bodies if he did, especially our tongues. But he is telling us that even if something is near and dear to us, if it causes us to sin, we must not delay in getting rid of it. Fortunately, when we repent of our sins and confess them, God forgets the wrong we have done. That's a wonderful thought, to know that God forgets our sins once we have confessed them. But God will never forget our good deeds. You know, we hear people say, but there are so many people in need. And that's true. But we can't just close our eyes and our hearts. We have to help as best we can with that small cup of water or a kind word. That's all Jesus is asking of us. As people struggle under their crosses, we can reach out to help them. Looking into their eyes, we may see the eyes of Jesus of Nazareth, just like Mother Teresa saw in those to whom she ministered. Many people ridiculed her because they thought she was doing so little. But she knew better. She was living these words of Jesus. And so can we. We have many opportunities to do good. If we just open our eyes and look around, we will see people who need us. Whatever good we can do will be a blessing for someone, but it will also be a blessing for ourselves. Every little thing we do is important. There's no such thing as something being unimportant when it helps others and is done for love of God. And we will not lose our reward. We just need to remember Jesus' words. Whatever you do to the least of my people, you do to me. What better reward can we have than to know that anything good that we do for others, we are also doing for Jesus?